I'm super excited to introduce our guest this evening because I like her a little bit. She's also my mom. So I have the privilege to introduce to you tonight executive consultant Deborah Gardner. She is a multiple five-star winner, Fast Track, RCSC, EC, top 50 income earner, so and featured in Success From Home magazine. So Deb, are you here? I know you're here.
I am here, yep.
Perfect. All right. So, Deb, can you start with telling us, you know, you can tell us how you got started with Ambit, but more, why did you get started with Ambit?
Okay. So, I started with Ambit because of you. you said how I got started? You take me around
but more,
videos.
But more, you know, like why you got started.
Well, we're going to talk about businesses in general and or anything and why, you know, why you would do anything.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start with Ambit and go backwards or do you want me to go?
You know, tell us a little bit of why you started your original business and how that links to kind of why you started with Ambit.
Okay. So I love business, always have loved business. And I started my first business because of you, because of Amber. For those of you that didn't catch that, she's my daughter. I had her and I didn't want to go back to work. And at the time, I was actually in Amway at the same time. And I had these people that kept asking me, well, why wouldn't you just build an Ambit business and instead of talking about starting your own business? And I really knew nothing about starting a business. I just knew that I wanted to work at home and be able to stay home with my baby. And then when I had you, I was like, no way am I going back to work. So I had told your dad that I was going to go to someplace and see about working at home. And then my my employer at the time said, you know what, we are not going to lose you. We need you because I back in the day, we had these little ribbons that went around and typewriters, there was no computers. And I would burn through like a couple of those a day doing medical transcription. So they didn't want to lose me. So they let me work at home. And then I thought, okay, I would sit and just run numbers through my head. If I had this many people working for me and I was getting paid by the line, if I could charge this much per line and pay this much, I would be able to make X. So this went on for years. I knew I couldn't do it because of you and your brother. You know, then I had Anthony, and I was like, well, I can't do it. And then when I was 28, I had a stroke. And at that point, that stroke changed everything for me. It made me think about I had gone from living paycheck to paycheck at one time, and I was able to make ends meet with being able to work at home. And then all of a sudden, you know, an ambulance comes to get me and I'm like, I'm not going to get in that ambulance because I'm going to have to pay an ambulance bill. And you're the same way, Amber, just so for the record, Amber's the same way. She'll be like, nope, if it's going to cost money, it's a medical thing, I'm not going. So I really bucked that going to the hospital in that manner. But I knew at that time that if something, when they finally diagnosed me, I knew that I had to build a business big enough to sustain me if something happened, if I became disabled, because I have a lifelong problem that causes blood clots and strokes, or blood clots that causes strokes and heart attacks. So at that point, I started really working on building that business. So it took me some time because I was sick. I was in and out of hospitals and going to doctors and going to Chicago and Mayo Clinic. But I did it. I had a why. I still wanted to stay home with my kids. And even more so now, I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to send them to private school. I'm not going to be able to take care of them if something happens to me. So what's really significant about this is that as I built the business, it exploded. I got it to where I had 75 people working for me. Now, I only had a two-year education, just an associate's degree, and I became a self-made millionaire out of that. A lot of people wouldn't even know that I became a millionaire ever. It's just that I worked very, very hard. And Amber, how much do you remember when you were growing up about, you know, how much time I spent working or at the point that I could spend more time with you and your brother? Do you remember any of that? Just curious.
Yes, I remember a significant shift at some point where I knew your business was doing well because you started being able to do things with us that we didn't get to do previously, for sure.
Right. Okay, I've never asked you that question, so I wanted to ask you that if you remember. So it was built big enough that we could do whatever we wanted. So then it started to lose work in 2009 because of technology. So the whole time that I built this business, you know, for somebody who doesn't, who's never owned a traditional business, it's hard. Everything about that business is on your head. You have to worry about payroll if your clients don't pay you. You have to pay your people. There were times that I think the only time in my business I ever took any sort of loan out, I did everything. I worked to pay for everything as I went along. The only time I ever took a loan out was when I had $100,000 a month in payroll, and I didn't have the money, the cash flow there to cover it. So I was like, okay, that was the only time that I ever took any money out on that business. I'm sorry, somebody's just trying to call me.
So then, Deb, after that, you know, what happened? You know, you lost work, and can you talk about how, like, Ambit just presented itself? Like, what happened, and how did Ambit present itself at the perfect time for you?
Okay, so I had lost $1.5 million a year in business, and Amber came to me with these videos asking me to take a look, and I was working 100 hours a week trying to rebuild that business. So when she showed me, well, she called us. We were actually in Miami. We finally got away for a weekend, and I told her, or Pat, my husband, said, well, she is smart, so maybe we should take a look. So we promised her we'd look on Tuesday. Tuesday came and went, and on Thursday, I watched the videos. I didn't understand anything, and this is no joke. I tell everybody when I do a presentation, I thought it was going to make some nickels, dimes, $100. And then what really made me sign up that night from the videos was Chris and Jerry's video. I was so impressed with Chris and Jerry that I just had to sign up. And then fast forward 2 days later, Amber's asking me, well, I can't get anybody to look at it because she had verbally vomited all over her body about Ambit. So I told her we would require everybody to come over for breakfast. And that's really how our whole family started in the business, because everybody in the family that day signed up, including her grandparents, like both sets of grandparents. So that's how that's how Ambit came along for me.
So Deb, can you talk about, you know, I heard you do this training with our people all the time on how important the why is. And you know, when you started the medical transcription business, you had a really strong why, you know, because, and I know that why very well because I have a lot of kids too. You know, that you'd do anything to be able to stay home with your kids. And so kind of like their failure wasn't an option. You were going to make it work where you could work from home. And so can you talk to us about the importance of the why that you, and how do you get to the root of the why with your Ambit business, especially, you know, how important is the why in your Ambit business, and how do you really get to that?
Okay, so for me, the why with my Ambit business was, you know, I had lost all of that work, but anybody that knows Pat and I, we help everybody that we can. We help our kids. He just said tonight, well, we no longer really have to help our kids. They don't borrow money anymore. They can give their kids everything themselves because of Ambit. So it is so important to know why you're doing something, because it will make you, it'll make you break through anything to make it happen. And I see people that walk away from their business sometimes, like they're, because they aren't in touch with their why. So we watched this video. Amber, what's the guy's last name? Dean, how do you say his last name? Do you know?
It's Graciosi.
Yes. Okay. So your why is actually seven levels deep. And in a minute, I'm going to have Amber actually explain what you do to get to that why. But for me, I was no longer able to help my family financially. And we're nowhere near ready for retirement. We want to be able to retire someday and still live the lifestyle we have. And actually, we weren't even living the lifestyle we had at one time because of the loss of work that I had. And Pat had taken a pay cut as well. So just being able to help our family again, at one time I had to lay off both of Amber's grandmothers. They worked for me. And that was probably the most devastating thing for me when I lost all that work, was not being able to help somebody in our family. I mean, they were older. They get in these donut holes. They can't afford things. So for me, it's really being able to help people in the debt, Pat, and I want to be able to live a life later the same that we do now and go on vacations with our kids and take our parents on vacations and things like that. We don't want that to ever change. Amber, can you talk about Dean a little bit? Because you seem to have a handle on
it. Yeah. So this, and Deb's done this, Deb and I have done this training with our team before, where it's important to know exactly why. And, you know, initially when someone asked me, why are you doing this business? I would have said, well, we want extra money, and because we live paycheck to paycheck. And that's a very surface answer. And then when you watch this video, you can look it up. It's called Seven Levels Deep, and it's by Dean Graciosi. And he's talking about how you get to the root of your why. And so when you tell someone your why, if it doesn't make you cry, you don't have the root of your why. And so what you're looking for is, you know, if I had given you the answer, say someone was asking me the question and I had given the answer, well, we need extra money because we live paycheck to paycheck. Then you say, well, why is it important to you that you make extra money because you're living paycheck to paycheck? Well, because I want to be able to buy my kids new shoes or really be able to give my kids whatever they need. Well, why is it important to you to give your kids whatever they need? And so you continue to throw back and ask the same question over and over again seven times. Because at some point, that why will go from your head and to your heart. And that's where, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to know without a doubt, and that why has got to make you cry for why you're doing Ambit. Because when you know why you're doing Ambit, exactly why that would, you know, that gets you to your very core, you will never quit. And, you know, once I realized deep down why I was doing it, I mean, at this point, nothing would ever make me stop, because I'm going to chase it and chase it and chase it to be able to, give my kids what they need. And it's deeper than that. And once you know it, you won't ever stop. And then on top of that, you have to realize that once you have that why, that Ambit's the vehicle to get you there. And to really, you know, first of all, you know your why. Then second, you've got to realize and truly believe that Ambit is what is going to get you there. And when you know, you know, deep inside that Ambit is it, then those two together, they're simply unstoppable. You will never quit when you get there. Deb, do you have anything to add to that? Deb, are you muted?
Oh, yeah, I was. Sorry. Yes, I was muted. No, that's perfect. Everybody, you should really practice this with, you can't do it to yourself. I've tried. It doesn't work. Actually, I did start to do it, and I did actually start to feel emotional when I got to about the fourth thing, and then I was like, okay, I have to stop now. but they literally say it's not 5 levels, it's not 6, it's not 9, it is 7 levels. So you guys have to go watch that YouTube video.
Yeah, and you really have to know. I mean, once you know that why, it's making yourself bulletproof because you will never quit. Okay, so Deb, back to your business. So what's the difference between traditional business and ambit?
Everything. Okay, so you know what I'd like to point out is that people will say things, and it just kills me when they say this, because they'll say, well, I'm not into one of those pyramid things where I'm going to make money for the person above me. And my response is literally, are you joking? When you go to work every day and you punch a clock, you're making money for the person above you. So, you know, if you think about that, Amber, I made the most money in my other business. I always have, and I always will. It's just a fact. With Ambit, you see something completely different. There are many weeks that I make more money than you do, and you brought me into the business. With this business, you can make more than the person that brought you in. And it wasn't until I started Ambit that I really realized, you know, all those years that I worked really hard and wanted to make sure that if anything happened to me with my health, that I had a business there that to fall back on, it would not have worked because it didn't give me residual income. This gives you residual income. So when people ask me, well, why wouldn't you just have built your other business back up, because it was my passion, it was my life, because of the residual income. You guys, there's nothing like residual income. And if you don't have it yet, work your butt off, make it happen, because when you can get paid month after month for work you did one time and it's going to continue forever, like my other business, when it started to lose work, well, when the work's gone, it's gone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, that's really the difference. It's the residual income, and plus the expense and all the responsibility is all on you. And we are literally a turnkey business with Ambit. So if anybody is on this call that's newer and you wonder where you're at or why you're doing Ambit, you're in the right place with the right company at the right time. I can't say that enough.
So then when you first started Ambit, I remember, I will tell you, my mom worked probably at least 90 hours a week. It was every time I came over, she was always sitting in front of the computer. She was always working. She was always typing. And we started Ambit, and Deb literally dropped everything. When we started Ambit, and she was not working her other business anymore. She was doing a lot of talking to me, and we were working a lot. So tell me, Deb, why is there any more to it? Why did you, I mean, you could tell us how you really walked away from the other business and jumped in with Ambit.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a lot of it was gut feeling, but when I watched the videos, Chris and Jerry really impressed me. And then when I went to Power Trip, you know, I had all these questions in my mind about, you know, how long is Gambit going to be around, or, you know, just things like that. So when I went to Power Trip and I listened to Jerry Thompson talk and I heard him talking about batteries and things like that, I thought, okay, these guys are innovators. They're not going anywhere. I really felt the integrity and the innovation from a company like this, that Ambit is here to stay. So I think it was probably right after that, I mean, because if you think about it, when we went to Power Trip, we were, you and Eric and I were all sitting there transcribing, literally, at Tian's table. So we were still all working for my other business. And then after that, I came home and had made that decision that Ambit was definitely going to be plan A for me, and then just turned everything over to Robin and said, you have to make this work. Bye-bye. pretty much. Don't you think, Amber, that's how it was? It was just all of a sudden, I was just like, here I am. And we would sit and look at each other and go, this is going to explode.
Yep. And so we're not telling you, Deb's not telling you, you got to go quit your job, just so you know.
No, absolutely not.
Your day job, and we really wouldn't suggest that. But, you know, Ambit, if it's your plan B, you still got to work it like it's your plan A. You know,
Yes, you do.
People ask us all the time, how do you get momentum? How do you have a huge organization? What's the secret? And it really is that when we started, Ambit was, you know, it was our plan A at the end of, like, the end of the road, at the end of the tunnel. It was the plan A. But at the time, you know, I was still transcribing. Deb still owned that business. Erica, my sister, was still transcribing. We were all working day jobs, but we worked Ambit like our life depended on it, like it was our plan A, like it was the only thing we had. And was it on the side? Was it late night? Yes. And we, you know, we used every spare moment we had until we got to the point where we said, yeah, I can, you know, I can leave my job. And, you know, I didn't even give my mom notice. I worked for her. but, you know, when we could do that, that was a huge thing for us, you know, to just be able to walk away. I mean, I walked away from my medical transcription job. So did Erica, and Deb, you know, had somebody else run the business, but that was because, you know, we were really running it Ambit as the plan A and as if our life depended on it. So, you know, if you're in a situation where Ambit still, you know, hopefully it's not your plan C, hopefully it's at least your plan B that you hope to get as your plan A. And you just got to run for it, and you really, really, really got to know that why. I mean, between the why and real, I think the most two important things for a new consultant, you know, people used to ask us when we first started, why are you so excited? Have you made any money yet? And I'm like, I made $100, you know, or we'd be like, no, but I just have a really good feeling about this, and I'm so excited. And people really thought we were nuts. But it was because I knew, you know, even though I hadn't even made that much money yet, I knew Ambit would work. I knew Ambit worked. And I knew it was going to work for me because I wasn't going to give up on Ambit. And so, I mean, if you believe with, you know, everything you've got that Ambit's it, and you've got that why, and you know it, I mean, you have no choice but to be successful. You will be successful because you will never, ever give up. And I think, like, 9 times out of 10, why people fail at network marketing is because they get a few no's, they get discouraged, and they give up. And, you know, the why and the belief in Ambit are the two things that will make it so that you can never give up. And that's so, so important. So, Deb, do you have anything to add to that? I'm sorry.
I'm glad you said all that. That was perfect. I just want to, everybody, talk about one thing that was really funny, and I thought Amber was just going to die laughing, that I said to her. So my transcription business had a problem. There was some kind of breach of something with a third-party company that I use, and literally everything had stopped. And I told Amber, I said, oh, my gosh, I just can't do this. She goes, what do you mean you can't do this? You've been doing this for 30 years. Just grab out everything that's, do the manual things that you've always done before you got to the point where you are and just do it. And I said, I can't. And she goes, why? I said, because I do two simple things. I gather a handful of customers and I help other people do the same. And Amber just, she lost it when I said that, but it was perfect because there's so much to do in any other job or any other business. And you guys, we have it all. We do those two simple things and it's something everybody uses. So make sure you get to the root of your why and figure it out and make it your plan A. And at some point, take a leap of faith. I've heard so many people, JQ said he finally took a leap of faith and just did it. And then he had no choice but to make it work. But he's great. We knew he would always make it work.
All right. So I think we're just about out of time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Deb, I think that this call was great. And thank you for being interviewed and telling us a little bit about your story with your transcription business. I can vouch. I was there all the time for it since it started with my birth. And it continues to this day. She just works way less. And that's really because of Ambit. And I'm forever grateful for what Ambit's given us, you know, in terms of our time back and time freedom. And I can't tell you, Deb and I have so much fun doing Ambit. And we always have, you know, running around. We've done, and remember this is also very important that, you know, you don't have to go out to do Ambit. You just do Ambit while you're out. And so, you know, one of the things we've done, I mean, we've talked to people while we've been shopping in Menards and, you know, enrolling a customer as we're walking through, you know, while it's saying save big money at Menards on the radio and, you know, things like that. Because you really can do Ambit wherever you are, and it gives you that lifestyle of, you know, you choose your hours, you choose what you do, and it's so freeing. And so it really does work. You just got to, you know, keep going, keep moving, and don't ever stop. So
don't stop, and we'll see you at the top.
Yep. Amen.
Right?
Amen. All right, so I think at this point we'll stop the recording. Everybody can say thank you to Deb and